Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Cy Brown's Soul Series. I am so happy to talk with you this morning. Our Soul Series airs live on the Blog Talk Radio Network every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about life and talk about how to be the best citizens in life and humanity and love and relationships and food and harmony. There's just so much stuff for us to talk about. So I'm really happy and grateful that you're listening to this podcast and that you found us over the internet. You found us on my website. It's just a pleasure to come before you. I'd like to share a little bit about the CEO's Rock community, because that's the community that is really the driving force behind this Soul Series. CEO's Rock is a one-year global initiative designed to strengthen 2,011 women via entrepreneurship. And let me tell you, to date, we're only 3 weeks in, and we already have 702 members. We already have 702 women in the community. So it is just a blessing to be able to talk about our growth and all of the wonderful things that are happening throughout CEO's Rock. And as we're all growing and strengthening ourselves via entrepreneurship, there's a huge component that we can't forget, and that's how we feel, how our soul feels, how our spirit feels, how the essence of who we are feels, and how we react to the world around us. And so our Soul Series is really designed as a place for women who are being strengthened through entrepreneurship to connect on a deeper level, to connect through our thoughts, to connect telepathically, and to really be able to effectively use our insight and our wisdom to guide us through life, to navigate us through all of the challenges that we may encounter, to be more successful or to reach a higher level of success in our lives, in our careers, and in our businesses. Today, I wanted to share with you a really simple thought. And the thought is this, and I talk about it all the time in our community. God has prepared you for such a time as this. God has prepared you for such a time as this. When I started the community and when I started the whole concept of CEO's Rock, what is that? And it's really about women becoming the CEO, the chief executive officer of your life, of your career, of your family, and to actually live life by design. A lot of times in our life, particularly as women, we kind of feel like we get tossed around a little bit, and we get, you know, there's a little push and pull, and, you know, you're kind of on a train or a crowded bus, kind of a little jockeying going around. But you know something? All of those things that have happened to you over the entire course of your life have prepared you for such a time as this. When I think back to all of the mishaps I've experienced in business over the last 7 years, I actually have to rewind and be so grateful to God and universal energy that I went through those experiences. Because now, as I finally have found the space in which I'm supposed to live for the next journey in my life, I need to pull back and look back and extract components of those experiences to get me to where I need to go. For example, part of the CEO's Rock community is about having a directory, something that the community said we need. We want to connect with each other on a deeper level, but we don't even know who each other is. And so when I needed to create a directory, I said, okay, I have to figure out a way how to organize all of our information in the community in such a way that people, that women can find other community members by location, by business, by their name. And I went back in and I started looking at directories on the internet, and I started looking at all of these resources that are available. And something hit me one day. I remembered that I had created a directory for my speakers bureau many, many years ago, and I still had the template. The color was right. The fonts were right. And when I looked back, I went back into this old account, and I said, oh, my goodness. Honestly, I mean, this, you know, this is really the truth. This was created at least 5 or 6 years ago. So I don't even know if I was so progressive at that time or I was actually putting things in place to make things happier and easier and happen faster now. And so when we look at all of the things that are going around us as we develop our businesses and as we make deeper connections with people on a more spiritual and soul level, we have to realize that God has prepared us for such a time as this. For me, it was easy to reveal. It was easily revealed when I have been able to get things accomplished much more quickly and in a much more expedient manner, because I'm able to pull back into things that I've done over the last 6 to 10 years. I've gone back and said, oh, wait, I've got something. I know I did this. There's a file somewhere. Or, wait a minute, there's an article that I saved. And so all of these random things or documents or writing or clippings that we've saved or we've reflected or we just couldn't throw away for whatever reason that made absolutely no sense at the moment is going to help you right now and today. It's going to help you right now and today. Because God has prepared you for such a time as this. And for those that may not be in business, we can take it to a career level. We can take it to a life level. There's so many ways for us to use just that one statement in our life. No matter where we are spiritually, whether we're uber seasoned or whether we're just a newbie in our journey of being enlightened, we have to understand everything goes in a cycle, the whole concept of 360. For those of you that know me, you will know I am a big fan of circles. I think there's so much power in circles. It's uniform. It's even. It can be stretched. It can be contracted, but it's never unbroken. Think of a wedding band. It's just a complete circle. Think of all of the things that a circle embodies. Think of the tires on a car, they're all round, and when one flattens or when one is not elevated, the car can't function or move properly. So circles mean a lot to me, and everything goes full circle. So many times you'll start something and start something and start something, only to find that as you're tweaking it and making revisions and trying to modify it and adjust it, how many times has it brought you right back to the same place you started? Right? I'm sure if I did a survey of everyone listening, you would say, you know what, you're absolutely right. I went this way. I went to the left. I went to the right. I zigged. I zagged. I took the perpendicular route. I went the east-south route and the northwest route. Has brought you right back to the very place that you are now. And that's because everything goes full circle. We have to remember that God has prepared us for such a time as this. Even in our most darkest moments, God has prepared you for such a time as this. Many of you who know me or have followed me online know that my mom transitioned from ovarian cancer, and I talk about my mom all the time, and I talk about her life and her legacy. But even as we watched her that last week, just, you know, her breathing got labored, and before she made her transition, I realized God had prepared me for such a time as that. Even in that moment, it seemed when I was going through it, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. But looking back, I was so prepared. I was prepared emotionally. I was prepared physically. All of the things that I needed to help me get through that moment lined up. And even if you're going through a challenge in your life and it seems like nothing is lining up for you, honestly, it really, really is. But you just don't see it. I'll take snow, for example. The Northeast, the winter of 2010 to 2011 just hammered the Northeast and much of the country with snow. And I was speaking to someone at that time just about the enormous amounts of snow. I mean, winter had just begun, and there were already, New York had charted like over 32 inches of snow. I mean, we just got hammered. And you know what this wonderful sister said to me? She said, maybe God just wants people to slow down. And that's what happens. We look at things from our own lens and not understanding how it really fits in the bigger perspective of humanity. God is preparing everybody for such a time as this. Whatever your this moment is, you are already prepared, because I believe with all of my heart and the essence of who I am, that everything that we need to be successful is already inside of us. I don't subscribe to a philosophy where God is up there somewhere in the sky, you know, sitting high and looking low. I don't subscribe to that. Not in the least bit. I believe once you make that decision to walk in a higher level and get yourself on the journey of enlightenment, God comes into you, the universe starts to line things up for you, but also know that you're going to have to go through some painful moments. You're going to have to go through some challenges. You're going to have to go through some stuff. And what happens is the differentiating factor between really successful people and people that live on the brink is the fact that people that live on the brink typically avoid pain. That's just instinctively human nature. We want to avoid anything that's painful. It can be exercise. It can be eating the right foods that may not taste like how we want them to taste. It can be, and it could be childbirth. It can be any number of things. But you know something? If we keep avoiding pain, we'll never be able to get to where we're supposed to be. God has prepared us for such a time as this. Whatever your this moment is, just know in your heart, know in your spirit that you are fully prepared. You have the love of God and the love of people around you, whether you see it or not. And you are definitely on the track for success and for greatness. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for tuning in and logging on and listening to this podcast. But I really want to share with you and stress in every way possible that God has truly prepared you for such a time as this. Remember that we shall pass this way but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to anyone, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Let me just give a quick shout-out. We're doing shout-outs to Yolanda. I see Dryer Buzz, and I also see, oh, wait, I see Wanda. I see Yolanda, and I know LaShonda was in the chat room. I guess who was sitting in the wrong page here now. Hey, Yolanda, you're funny. I saw LaShonda, too. She is soap coach. So I'm so happy to see you ladies on. And this broadcast will remain online. So I love you ladies, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.